Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Man, I'm obsessed with this song, I promise you. It's Ari Star with brand new music featuring Say Vibes, and the song is called Bad Vibes. Yeah, but it's a beautiful song, I promise you. We also checked out Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z with the Suit and Tie. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NS Game is riding solo this morning. Now, today is Menstrual Hygiene Day. And it's a conversation that we owe to have. It's a conversation that is exceptionally important. And before we bring in the person who we have prepared for this to help us talk about this, I did ask, you know, as gentlemen, and I need the gentlemen to be brutally honest about this. Are you comfortable talking about menstruation, or are you still uncomfortable talking about menstruation in 2024? And be brutally honest about it, you know, because if you're honest about it, that's where we can have some sort of remedial action. We can have some sort of remedial conversation, some sort of something that will help you understand that, listen, this is just part of life. And as a girl dad, it's a difficult reality that I have to accept as well. But notwithstanding that, we've got Zelnadia Duval online right now. She is a social worker. Zelnadia, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on air.
Listen, it is a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Yes, this is a topic that, oh my goodness, I cannot believe after so many years we're still talking about it.
Can you believe it?
But exactly. So yes, we need to educate, we need to really share it out there on our platform. So yeah, I'm so glad we're talking about this today, and I'm glad there's a day for menstrual hygiene that we can raise awareness around it,
which is why I'm asking the gents, you know, because if you are to be honest, you know, a good portion of the stigma is as a result of my gender making it uncomfortable for women to even have this conversation out in the open. Zelnadia, are people still uncomfortable when it comes to the subject matter?
Yes, a lot of people are still so uncomfortable, and that's what I'm saying. In this era, I cannot believe there are still people, even girls, adult women, that are still afraid to talk about it. So the stigma, yes, it's there. And I'm not just talking from, you know, just grabbing things from the air. There's been studies have shown that, you know, girls around Namibia, the stigma is there. And it's so severe that girls in today's era are still, you know, they're still afraid to ask for help during the menstruation period, and girls are developing from a young age as 9 years old. I think when I was an adolescent, you know, we used to, menstruation flow used to start from the age of 15, and now girls as young as 9 years old are already starting to get their menses. So it can be all of the food we eat. It can be all of these developments. You know, it's all of our bio, the foods and everything. So, yes. Now, imagine a 9-year-old girl, you know, having her menses. There's nobody to educate her. Nobody tells her what's going on biologically in her body. So, yes. And girls, and I've understand around Namibia, around Africa, it's known as period poverty. But I'll go into that a little bit later.
Yeah.
But, yes, girls still miss school or work, not just girls, because they cannot afford sanitary pads. They cannot afford painkillers or even clean underwear. So, and yes, I think the big factor is that girls do not understand sexual reproductive health. If they're not taught in schools, and it should not start in school, I want to put emphasis on that. Sexual reproductive health should not start in school. It's not the teacher's responsibility only, hear me correctly. It should start with the parents, because it happens in your house. So if you as a parent don't feel comfortable talking about it to your girl, to your boy, then who else? Because you will give them the right information. They might get it a little bit different on social media out there, whatever they get exposed to. So the right and correct information should start with you as a parent. And we've heard, you know, of girls that turn to unsafe, their own makeshift solutions such as newspapers. And I've seen this with my own eyes as a social worker. Girls use newspapers. Girls use pieces of cloth. I've seen this in households. I've never seen the tree bark. Imagine, NSK, a tree bark. Using a tree bark to
Are you just serious?
To keep your menses from. So it's the attitude of adults not talking to their girls and boys about menstruation. It's the practices in certain cultures. We still have certain cultures that don't address. You know, during I've read about something, and I know it's somewhere in the Bible. I'm not sure if I'm going off topic. But during the time when a woman had her menses, she had to be isolated. She was not supposed to serve a man. She's not supposed to touch the Bible, food, or drinks during the menstruation. And some adults in Africa still believe that when it's like you are handled as dirt, you're not supposed to come. There's apparently a smell around you. You're not supposed to. So, and it's the stigma is still there.
And I
think the conclusion come to that.
I'm so happy that you mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy that you mentioned this. So do we look, because I mean, quote unquote, we are apparently a 90% Christian country. I say apparently because even Pastor John Kamati, who was in studio not so long ago, is disputing that. So do we then say that one of the factors contributing to this stigma is our religion?
It could be because as much as we're saying we're a Christian nation, there's still some cultures, there's still religion that we hold on to. And yes, I'm glad you further extending on this question, because education should start from the churches, our church leaders, because look, especially adult men, they listen to their traditional healers or traditional leaders, they listen to their church leaders. So ultimately, those are the places where advocacy and education and awareness raising should start. So it should start within our church leaders. They should educate men on these things. They should break the silos of talking to your children how to deal with certain issues within your family structures. So yes, I would really want to advocate that our church leaders start breaking the silos, because men tend to listen to you know, they are so religiously
inclined
to certain things. Mm. Yes, that you cannot convince them otherwise.
Ah, Zelnadia, we are calling on the church to talk about menstruation in church. Woo-hoo!
Please do. Why not? If we can talk about gender-based violence, if we can talk about marriage, if we can talk about relationship, if we can talk about families, let's talk about menstruation, because this is a reproductive health issue. So let's talk about it.
The question now, though, is, Elnadia, fine, we have established that the stigma is still very much a problem in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a hygiene problem, though? My goodness, you mentioned tree barks. Are you serious right now? Wow.
Look, personal hygiene, you know, when during menstruation flow, it, number one, includes sanitary pads, tampons, deodorant, soap, and clean water. Because, I mean, you need to use water to wash your clothes, to bathe you, to change your clothing. So all of this, imagine there's so many people that cannot even afford bread. Now, how do they afford soap? How do they, some people walk miles and miles for water. In Namibia, still in this age. So, you know, the reality is that a lot of people, a lot of women, they do not have these essentials. It's not readily available. The other issue is that, you know, the substitutes that people are using, like the tree bark, the cotton, the cloth, the newspaper. Imagine newspaper has ink, it's dirty, and you are using. So obviously, a lot of women, you know, they need water, they need, so a lack of this access to good menstrual products and hygiene, schoolgirls suffers the most. A lot of schools, number one, do not even have toilet papers. And you need that. That's an essential product to have in schools so that you can just clean yourself. Now, imagine how can you not clean yourself properly. So hygiene is definitely an issue because, number one, if you use all of this, you need to wash your cloth. You need to throw it away somewhere. If it's reusable sanitary pads, you need to put it somewhere. You need to hide it because, remember, this is blood. It has odor. It has the smells coming from it. Yes, we don't deny that. But yes, you can clean it and you can wash it like any other dirty thing. But if I don't have access to soap and water, how am I going to clean myself?
Exactly.
If I have to use all this, whatever products lying around, it's going to affect my health. It's going to affect me as a human being. A typical woman menstruation lasts about 4 days in a month. It depends on your body type. It depends on your age. But typically, it's 4 days. Now, imagine 4 days times 10 being at school. A lot of our girls have to miss out on school because you would rather stay at home than going to school, being faced with you know, bullying at school, being faced with the shame of something that's beyond your control. So a lot of girls miss out on their school. So it's not just, you know, this personal hygiene, it's also affecting your education at the end of the day.
And which is why you mention period poverty, isn't it?
Yes. In Africa, there's an awareness raising that, you know, they call it period poverty because it's obviously a girl is denied access to education because she cannot afford sanitary pads. So obviously she misses out on school. She misses out on an education. Where does this lead her? It leads her not to continue with her education. It leads to her not having a high education qualification, whereas, you know, versus the boy child. So yes, all of this affects our girl child. And another thing on the health is that I've understand that a lot of girls in the rural areas, they use certain leaves, certain ombeke, you know, certain things that they use in tea to boil it as a tea to reduce their heavy period flow.
Okay.
So imagine taking all of this from you don't even know the health issues that's going to lead that way. This is going to lead to. But because you've heard somewhere your elders have used whatever certain leaf, certain bark, certain whatever to reduce your heavy period flow. I know girls in urban areas that have access to pharmacies, to medication. I've done it myself. You buy little white tablets to actually reduce your heavy flow. So it's all this that psychologically impacts a girl. It's not just the education, the support that she does not receive from her family, but it's also her health and in days, her mental health that is also affected, you know, during this period.
Zelnadia, we are not done with this conversation. I want you to hold on to the line, please. We are going to continue with this after this. Stick around, don't go anywhere. It's 8:45. It is Menstrual Hygiene Day today, and we are having an uncomfortable conversation. And it needs to be comfortable. That is what we are probing. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome to a realm of bespoke luxury and rejuvenation.
It's 8:50 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. The NSK is on your radio. Tiwa Savage and Zakari Cortez also on your radio with I Need You. Thank you so much for choosing us. Today is Menstrual Hygiene Day and we are continuing the conversation around it. And we have Osi Zelnadia Duval, a social worker that is spitting, if we have to say. She is spitting some truth and she's daring you and I to normalize this type of conversations, okay? Osi Zelnadia, we need to talk about progress. Okay, fine, we've got these problems, we have these issues. However, are we making progress as a Namibian society with menstrual hygiene and the conversations around it?
We need to make progress. Oh my goodness, we need to, as in yesterday. Mm. We need to start talking about this openly. Not just to, I think with the older men, it's very difficult to change their mindset. It's difficult to change it. But we need to start with the young generation. We need to start talking to boys about menstruation, and it's normal. I just quickly want to share this. This is not part of my discussion, but my boy is nine years old.
Yeah.
My boy is 9 years old. And if we pass the menstruation, you know, the sanitary pads, in the shopping aisle, he would go like, "Ew!" And I'm like, "Why saying you? What?" So he picked us up somewhere at school, at his age of 9 years old.
Imagine.
And I took him and I sat him down and I explained, and remember, parents have to do this age appropriately. But I openly talk to my kids about social, whatever goes around. So I sat my 9 year old down and I spoke to him about menstruation. What happens? Why does a girl go through it? Mommy had to go through this, and that's why, because this is why you and your sister was born, because it's part of the process and this and that. I think I went in a little bit too deep, but I just thought that I need to, and I said, there's nothing wrong. I said, come and touch it. This is how it looks like. This is what it's used for. And that totally changed his perspective on sanitary pads. That to a point where he said, well, I won't have a problem buying my girlfriend and my sister's sanitary pads one day.
Except for you.
Where is versus to my husband? We've been married for 10 years, and I'm sure he's not listening, so I can confidently say this. We married for 10 years. He's an adult. He's an educated man. And he still refuses to go and buy me sanitary pads, his girl. And I said, If your little girl cannot confide in you and send you to purchase this for him, you know, who else is she going to trust? So that's what I'm saying. Culturally and religiously and all of this, it's very difficult to change the perspective of adult men right now. But we should start with the younger generations, boys and men. And also for men, do not exploit the situation, because a lot of men, a lot of women, young girls, turn to men for favors. They have sex with men in exchange for money, because they need to buy sanitary pads, they need to buy toiletries, they need to da 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 da. So men tend to exploit the situation. And I want to start, my emphasis and my focus is really on men. Be supportive to your woman. Educate your young boy about menstrual hygiene. Do not mock a girl if you see at school there's some blood on her skirt. And I'm saying it like this because that's what they understand.
That's the reality.
That's the reality. They just see there's blood on her skirt. They start laughing. They start making a mockery out of it. They start bullying. This should be something normal. A boy should go up to a girl and say, look, there's something behind on your skirt. There's some blood. Let me take you. Let's cover it up. Mm. Let's go clean. Do you feel comfortable? So that's the confidence that boys need to build around girls, around menstruation.
Sorry to interrupt you there, as a Ladia. Last year, right? Last year, Shekwan and I, she's busy with exams now. But last year, we had a conversation. I remember very well, Zanadia, just now that you mentioned this, where we asked, if you see another woman, and if you see a situation like that that's happening with her in town, are you going to help her out or are you not going to help her out? There was a good 40% of women that said, no, that's none of the business. You're not going to do it, because you never know what her reaction might be. So, I mean...
And that's the next point I wanted to address.
Yeah.
Women are the same ones. I'm going through the same issue. As a woman, I know what it feels to go through menstruation. I know what it feels to be mocked. I know all of this. And yet I'm doing it to another woman. So as girls, and we should support each other. So it really depends on where you're growing up, the environment where you're coming from, you, your personal attitude, who you are as a person, that will lead you to help or not. But at the end of the day, we as women, we should be our number one supporters to each other before a male person can do that. So, yes, it's the attitude of society. It's unfortunate, but I really want us to break this. I really want us to really look out for each other and to support each other as women, number one. And then, of course, as for men, to really be supportive during the time that your woman is going through her menstruation.
Now, look, Osi Zaldade, I promise you, we can talk the whole day, and we love the fact that you are passionate about this and that you are daring also in your answers. But before I let you go, I need to ask you this: there's always been debates, you know, here and there, mentions here and there, shouts here and there that tampons, pads need to be freely made available, as is the case with condoms. Is that even possible in a Namibian context?
You know, I know previous years the debate was tax-free VAT exemption.
Yes,
and I know
yes.
it's there. We don't pay tax on sanitary products. This is a dream that all Namibians would have access to free sanitary pads. But economically, I'm not sure if our country can carry the, and I don't want to say the burden of, because it's not a burden. It's obviously for me as a human being, I would want to vote for sanitary pads to be given free, controlled, obviously. But I don't know if our country as Namibia would be economically be able to sustain this. And I would want to start with our parliament, our leaders that out there, that if we could manufacture sanitary pads within Namibia, I believe we would be able to give it out for free. Because why should a condom...
Value addition, yeah.
Yes, I think that if we could manufacture sanitary pads within Namibia, we would be able to give it out for free. And as much as we say, yes, give out reusable sanitary pads are very expensive to manufacture.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of girls, yes, it's expensive. I think I've worked with an organization that goes through it. Yes, in the long run, it of course you can sustain it. But just to manufacture the initial, and obviously, again, it comes to the menstrual hygiene, the washing, the soap, the water, the boiling of it. So it's a whole process that goes along with it. Mm. And girls do prefer to use sanitary pads that you can throw away. Let's make it free. Let's, it's possible, but I'm not sure. So I will leave it at that. I'm not an economist.
Yeah.
If I calculate how many females we have that goes through menstruation, calculate that by 12, one pack per month, all of that calculations, I'm not sure if the Namibian economy can carry that.
With the latest statistics, you know, it does paint a picture that we have more women in the country. But
yes,
you know what,
yes.
Zelnadia Deval, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. We appreciate you daring us and opening our eyes. And I hope the conversation continues in our WhatsApp groups and in our private spaces as well. So thank you so much and have a fantastic day, Osi.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
It takes 3 flights to find the finest quality sage. Twice as long to find the best.